It started with a Facebook post. Faith Springer says that sparked her desire to protest.
I've been receiving a lot of support because there's a lot of people who are going through the Title IX process. There's a lot of people who didn't speak today who don't feel comfortable because the school has silenced them so much.
Springer and around 50 fellow students marched recently through the campus of Northern Illinois University. It was in opposition to the way the school handles cases of sexual misconduct. These cases are typically probed through a process called Title IX, a federal civil law. Students say it's time for the Title IX process to change.
Like, this is making people want to drop out of school. Like, that's not okay. It shouldn't be compromising our safety.
Springer said she filed a Title IX complaint after being sexually abused last fall. She said after 7 months of investigation, her case was closed and deemed inconclusive.
I had enough proof. I had text messages, him apologizing for what he did. I had him, he admitted to what he did to Neptune Housing.
Springer said the investigation was unempathetic, slow, incomplete, and poorly executed.
We shouldn't have to continually prove the fact that this happened to us only to be denied.
Springer said after her case was closed a few weeks ago, she shared her experience with Title IX on Facebook. Her post was shared more than 800 times. She said knowing she wasn't alone motivated her and her co-student, Sandra Puebla, to organize. NIU's Title IX coordinator Sarah Gardner wasn't at the recent protest, but she says she and other university officials are listening. While Gardner is the lead coordinator of the program, NIU has one investigator for Title IX cases. Gardner says there are extra trained investigators and deputy coordinators that fill in when needed. She says policy changes might happen after the next semester.
So I want to look at staffing within investigations, but I'll see whether we need to maybe perhaps more have more advocates on campus to fill that need as well.
Gardner says casework could be more streamlined, but being thorough is a priority.
There's a fine balance between being, you know, a quick investigation and being a comprehensive investigation.
Some students were disappointed in a Title IX forum held on campus days before the protest. Some students say it felt reactive rather than proactive. Springer said it was focused on presentation rather than listening and wants to see more space for student input. Puebla says she felt uncomfortable with police presence at the forum.
And a lot of times it's the police are the first ones to tell us that, you know, to invalidate what happened to us. Them being the first source of contact is not necessarily beneficial to students.
Some students who file a Title IX complaint of sexual misconduct also notify police. Filing a Title IX complaint is different than pressing charges against someone. Gardner said if someone wanted to pursue that avenue, police were there to answer questions about the process. The Dean of Students, Kelly Wiesner-Michael, echoes Gardner's response.
We obviously need to honor the law, but where we do have the ability to adjust our processes to be student-friendly, we are certainly going to take a look at every opportunity to do so.
Federal officials are currently looking at changes to Title IX. Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos introduced proposed rulings on the Title IX process last November. These rulings would, in part, allow for cross-examinations at hearings and change the way evidence is shared and considered. NIU shared feedback on the proposal, asking federal officials to reconsider aspects of the rule. Title IX coordinators like Gardner are in the dark as to when changes could become law.
It could be as early as the fall. It could be late as a year from now. So it all depends.
And students will have to wait until at least the fall to see how NIU will act on their comments. I'm Sarah Jesmer.